Hello, and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Wednesday, March 4th, 2026, and I'm Matt Keezer. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio version was narrated using text-to-speech and a clone of my voice. Same stories, just rewritten for audio. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, the Republican-led House Oversight Committee voted to subpoena Attorney General Pam Bondi for a closed-door deposition about the Justice Department's handling of records tied to Jeffrey Epstein. Five Republicans joined Democrats to approve the subpoena after Representative Nancy Mace said Bondi's claim that the Justice Department released all of the Epstein files was not supported by the record. The department to date has released more than 3 million pages to comply with the Epstein Files Transparency Act. But the Justice Department has also acknowledged that it's withholding millions more documents under claims of privilege. Lawmakers in both parties, however, have criticized the department's process as both incomplete and sloppy, pointing to heavy redactions and episodes where victims' information appeared in public releases. Next, Senate Republicans rejected a war powers resolution to block Trump from ordering more strikes on Iran. The 53-47 vote was mostly along party lines, with Rand Paul the only Republican who supported the resolution. "This essentially is the vote whether to go to war or not," Paul said. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy added, "It is amazing to me that my Republican colleagues refuse to learn lessons. Six Americans have already died for an illegal war that nobody wants. And for what? We still don't even know the reason for this war." One Democrat, Senator John Fetterman, voted against it. A similar House vote is expected Thursday, which is also expected to fail. "As people see the consequences," Democratic Senator Tim Kaine said, "I think they may decide, why are we doing this?" Meanwhile, Trump is actively considering and discussing America's role in Iran after the war with his advisors and national security team. Trump is also reportedly open to supporting armed Iranian opposition groups, and the CIA is working to arm Kurdish forces based in Iraq. Both efforts are aimed at triggering mass protests to overthrow the regime after the U.S.-Israeli strikes killed Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt added that Trump hasn't ruled out U.S. ground troops, but they aren't part of operational plans at this time. In primary elections news, Texas State Rep. James Tallarico won the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate in Texas, defeating U.S. Rep. Jasmine Crockett for the nomination. On the other side, Republican Senator John Cornyn and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton advanced to a May 26 Republican runoff. Trump, who is expected to endorse Cornyn, posted on Truth Social that Republican primary race in Texas cannot, for the good of the party and our country itself, be allowed to go on any longer. It must stop now. He added, "The candidate that I don't endorse to immediately drop out of the race." In North Carolina, former Democratic Governor Roy Cooper and former Republican National Committee Chair Michael Whatley won their primaries, locking in a matchup expected to be central to control of the Senate. Notably, in Texas, several majority Latino counties cast more votes in the Democratic primary than voted for Kamala Harris in 2024. While in North Carolina, the primary drew about 5% more voters than 2022, with Democrats casting about 200,000 more primary ballots than Republicans. And the Office of Congressional Conduct said it had substantial reason to believe Representative Tony Gonzalez, a Texas Republican, had a sexual relationship with a subordinate who later died by suicide. The matter was referred to the House Ethics Committee, which opened an investigation into whether Gonzalez engaged in sexual misconduct toward a congressional employee and whether he discriminated unfairly by dispensing special favors or privileges. Gonzalez, who is seeking re-election, is headed to a Republican runoff against Brandon Herrera, a right-wing YouTuber and gun rights activist known as the AK Guy. Separately, House Republicans blocked Representative Nancy Mace's measure to force the public release of sexual misconduct and harassment by congressional lawmakers and aides. Finally, 54% of voters disapproved of Trump's handling of Iran, and 52% said the U.S. shouldn't have taken military action. 89% of Democrats and 58% of independents opposed the strikes, while 77% of Republicans supported them. Republicans who identified as MAGA backed the action 90% and 5%, but non-MAGA Republicans were divided, 54% and 36%. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this audio edition, WTFJHT.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keiser, and I'm glad you're here.